Republicans say they boosted school spending and put $6 million more toward the opioid crisis. But Democratic Senator Michael Skindle of Lakewood near Cleveland says that money was placed in a special fund.
It really restricts what those dollars can be used for. The opioid crisis are impacting most Ohioans, and we need to make sure that we have unrestricted ability to attack this problem.
The Senate budget cuts state agencies up to 4% and reduces Medicaid spending by $200 million. But Skindle says Republicans put the burden of balancing the budget on working Ohioans. And he's calling for the elimination of a small business tax cut that'll cost the state about $1 billion this fiscal year. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.